This has truly become a community event. The community stretches all over the country, but there are some special people here that help us make sure that everything runs smoothly and this all comes together for you for this special weekend. Our park manager, Valinda Subic, and her great staff here in the park. Our citizen support organization, Johnny Bullard, and all of the wonderful people here in this community that's behind us and helping make sure that this works. The many volunteers that come in from all over the state to help make sure that all of the events are set up and moving and everything just works so smoothly. It truly is a pleasure to work with such dedicated people. Tonight, it's really my honor to introduce a special partner that's also gotten behind the festival in many ways over the years to help with all of the events. And I'd like to introduce you now to Dr. Fran Carey, who is the Executive Director of the Florida Humanities Council.
Thank you very much, folks. Where else can you see so much talent in one place at one time but here at the Florida Folk Festival? Yeah, that's terrific. And I just want to say that the Humanities Council is really glad to be able to support the festival for the first time this year because, you know, a lot of arts and cultures are under siege, and arts and humanities are having a hard time in Tallahassee, and I think we all need to pool our resources and work together so we can keep events like the Florida Folk Festival going year after year after year. Thanks. And we hope that you pay a little bit of attention to your Florida Humanities Council. We're a little organization. We do a lot of good work all over the state. We support these kind of mini festivals and community events all over the state, so it's an honor to work with Mike and the Environmental Protection Department to do all this wonderful stuff. Thank you very much, and enjoy this great event.
Thank you, Dr. Carey, and a special appreciation for sponsoring the Heritage and Dance Stage this year. It's also my pleasure tonight to introduce a special guest, Mr. Stetson Kennedy, who is here with us. Mr. Kennedy is a long, long time advocate and promoter of human rights here in our Deep South, and it really is an honor for him to be with us tonight. He is the author of the Palmetto County book that tells a lot of our heritage here in Florida, and it's really been, I think, recognized as one of the most important texts on our Florida folk life. If you haven't had a chance to read his book, I'm sure that you would enjoy it. Mr. Kennedy.
First, let me say thanks to the Florida Park Service for all its very generous hospitality in having me here. And also to compliment the Park Service on having picked up this most wonderful festival, which means so much to the people of Florida and America, for that matter. I'm very happy to have reached my 86th year and to have attended the 51st festival. It does my heart good to look out and see so many people at work and keeping our cultural heritage alive and kicking. And, you know, we spend a lot of tax dollars on our physical well-being and our mental health, but we need to keep right on spending tax money and all other kinds of money for our cultural well-being, because without culture, we're nothing. And so I just want to compliment you on all that you're doing on behalf of that, and to respectfully suggest that you hold the torch high and pass it on.
Mr. Kennedy will be signing his book, if you would like to obtain a copy of it tonight, up at the WMNF booth up at the top of the hill. So please stop by and take a look at it. Again, I'd like to thank you all for being here tonight on behalf of the Florida Park Service and the Department of Environmental Protection. We're pleased that we're able to help in our way to keep this event going. I know that you'll continue to enjoy the food, the crafts, and this great entertainment that we have here tonight. So again, thank you for coming.